Hope everybody had a beautiful Yontif, beautiful Sukkot, beautiful Simchas Torah, and really reached our highest of heights. And we're back at it, starting again with Parshas Bereishis, and so much to talk about in Parshas Bereishis and Sefer Bereishis, many, many things in each Parsha to discuss. And we have in this week's Parsha, after the episode with Adam and Chava, we have with Cain and Hevel, with the Korbanos. And when it came to Cain's korban, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't accept Cain's korban, and that got Cain very upset, and ultimately led to his murdering of Hevel. And the question is, what's going on here? Why didn't Hashem accept Cain's korban as the first korban, and he's the bechor? What's Cain doing that it wasn't being accepted? And I saw from Rabbi Avigdor Nevin, so he has sichos on the entire Torah. And he has a beautiful piece here that he said that when it comes to korbanos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is teaching, it's not about what it looks like. It's not about the outward appearance. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu cares about what do we feel? What's really our kavanos? Are we doing it with Shem Shemayim? And when it came to the korban of Cain, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't feel like the Cain had the most pure intentions, but when it came to Hevel, it was totally, totally lishma, and totally for the sake of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And nothing could be more apropos to what we've gone through for really starting from Rosh Chodesh Elul, and certainly since Rosh Hashanah. At the hour, you can look at someone and be like, oh, that person, look at that person, he's just infused with Yirei Shemayim during this time. And then you can take a closer look and you're like, he's the exact same person that he was when Elul started, when Rosh Hashanah started. We're not any different. We didn't make any change. That's a korban of Cain. That it could be we're trying to show. No, take mine. But there's nothing there. There's no substance. But then you have a korban of Hevel. No, I really made change. The past close to almost two months were real. It was real. I'm not the same person I was when Rosh Chodesh Elul came in. I'm different. I mean, what you saw from me in Elul, what you saw from me in Rosh Hashanah, Seres Mei Tshuva, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, Hoshana Rabbah, Simchas Torah, that's what I am. That is my true essence. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to receive. That's the korban HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to receive. The pure and the beautiful and the emistic korban, the emistic individual, not somebody who's trying to put on a facade, who's trying to be something that he is not. We should all strive to be the korban of Hevel, to look at ourselves and be like, it wasn't a fake, it wasn't a game the past few months, but it was very, very real. It is what I am. Have a wonderful Shabbos.